Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. That's the late, great Godfather of Soul, James Brown, the one and only. I'm Jim Blasingame. Also, the one and only. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend, Lee Branham. Lee, give us your website, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
Yeah, and that's your organization, too, isn't it?
It is, uh-huh.
And the new book is called Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, Second Edition. It's a new research that he's revealed and is revealing to us right now in our visit today. We've been talking about some of the top seven reasons why people leave, and we talked about lack of trust. We talked about stress. We talked about not being valued, which includes being considerate, being taken seriously, as well as pay, as well as compensation. What are some of the other reasons?
No learning or advancement opportunity, and I think that's, traditionally a lot of big companies have provided a lot of training and development. They've cut back on that.
That's been the hallmark of working for a big company. I don't know how many people I've told, Lee, the first thing you should do when you get out of college is go to work for a big company. They'll train you well, and even if you don't make as much money or you don't want to stay with them forever, just go get that training.
That's right. And that's
changed.
A lot of that has gone away. That's one of the first things companies cut back on when times get hard, and so that's happened. But there's another place where a small company can have the advantage, because when you're in a smaller company, you have the opportunity to wear a lot of different hats. And the thing that we find differently about the younger generations is they don't believe in lifetime employment anymore, because they've seen that it doesn't exist with their parents.
They've seen that job security is a myth.
Exactly. So instead of lifetime employment, they expect lifetime employability. Mm-hmm. They think that's possible, mm-hmm. but it's only possible if they're continuing to learn. So as long as they're learning something, then your chances of keeping them are much greater. So you need to check in with your employees constantly and say, well, are you learning as much as you'd like to learn? And just stay abreast of that for each employee in the organization.
Well, folks, and small business owners, these are things that, we can't just look at our big business brothers and sisters and say, yeah, they're for the grace of God, go I. I mean, you may be doing these things too. And, people leave you for the same reason they leave big companies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Lee?
Yep, exactly right. I mean, these across the board. The other thing is there a lot of employees don't know what's expected. Their expectations of their managers are unclear, and a lot of them are afraid to go ask, and the managers aren't paying attention to them. They're not getting enough feedback. And we know that millennials born since about 1982 expect a lot of feedback. So managing the performance, coaching, giving them a lot of feedback is really important to the younger generation.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Unrealistic new hire expectations. People come in and they think the job's one thing, and it turns out it's not what they expected. So we need to give realistic job previews, because, 40% of the turnover happens in the first 6 months in companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with small and large companies, and it comes from being in too big a hurry to hire people, so that we forget to give them a preview of what the job's going to be all
this
about.
This is probably a bigger violation by small businesses than it is big businesses.
Why would you say that?
Well, I think that small business owners don't do a good job of being really completely accurate with the job description. They're not doing anything. They don't mean to be this way. It's just a lack of sophistication. Mm-hmm. Not being clear about the job description. Not being maybe as clear about how many hats they're going to have to wear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And talking a lot about what your goals are for the company. But mm-hmm. in reality, I hired a guy earlier this year to do some exciting stuff for us. But I told him, I said, but you have to understand, 80% of what you're going to do for us is not very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
20% of it's going to be really exciting because I'm excited about it. But about 80% is just regular stuff that we have to do around here. I said, are you okay with that? He said, yeah, I like that. I'm okay. And so
a lot of people feel like you're taking too big a risk to tell the honest truth.
But you got to do it, though. And that's the thing. I think that this might be something small business owners probably need to pay more attention to.
I do too, and I think that you need to realize that when you describe the warts and the good, the bad, and the ugly of the job, the people that are going to fit best into the job won't be sent away by that.
It'll also be more
attracted by it.
It also comes back to the first thing we talked about, and that's trust.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
Hey, Lee, give us the website again, quickly.
Keepingthepeople.com.
The new book is called The Second Edition of The 7 Reasons Employees Leave. Thanks, Lee. Come back soon.
Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.